Ran Simen Samach Sif A. Now, in Sif Dalet, we had learned, well, let's just see the lotion of Sif Dalet for a minute. Yesh Oimrim Shein Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavoneh, that it is not an essential condition of a Kiyum HaMitzvah that I have to think before. The reason I'm doing this Pa'ula is I want to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Hashem. This is not necessary, as long as I do the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. V'yesh Oimrim, in others hold, Shetzriches Kavoneh, that's an intrinsic chelik of the mitzvah, that in order to have a shem maisa ha-mitzvah, I have to think the purpose I'm doing this pool is I want to be mekayim mitzvah Hashem. So we have here a machloikis, is do mitzvahs need kavone or they don't need kavone? B'shatzichas kwan lotzei spasiyas oisa mitzvah, v'chein halocha. And now the Mechaber paskins that the halacha is that mitzvahs tzriches kavon. Now let us see Sifei. So now we know mitzvahs tzriches kavon. So now we'll have a very interesting sif. Hakoyrei eshma v'lo ikiven liboy beposik rishen shushma Yisrael lo yotza yedei chayvose. If he wasn't mechaven by the first posik, he's not Yotze. V'hashor, but the rest of Krishma, im lo'ikivin liboy, if he wasn't mechavim, afilo yekoirei batoire, oy megiya haparshi Yisraelu, bo'inas Krishma, was samus yekoirei batoire, or he was saying over the oisiyas of the parshiyas, he wanted to be magia to see if everything was written properly, Boinis Krishma Yotza, Vahusha Kiven Liboy Beposa Krishna. But he was, as long as he was Machavan, the first Posik. So now we're going to have in the Mishnah Brura two Pshotim and what the Machaba is saying. Kiven Liboy. So the first Pshat, the Mishnah Brura says as follows. Kavone Zu Hamura Kan. We are not speaking about the kavone of Siv Dalet. The Shom Hu kavone Lotzeis. There we're speaking about before he does the mitzvah, does he have to think the reason why I'm doing this is because I want to be Mekayim mitzvah Hashem. Shomu kavana lotzis nechayvis mitzvah. V'zeh bo'in l'chol ha-parshis. Here in Sif Hei, the Mechaber differentiates between the first posik and the rest of Krishma. So in the din kavana of mitzvah tzriches kavana, there is no difference between the first posik and the other psukim. But that was the Mechaber speaking about v'loikivein liboy beposik rishoin lo yotzo yedei chevosoi, but the other psukim he is yotze. So this is speaking about a different kavone. Ma she'ein kein kavone zu hu lehizboinein, to think v'losum al liboy, and he should focus. He should think what he is saying. That means he's saying the words because the Rabbeinu Shalom said, that's the reason why I'm saying it. But now there's another kavoneh he should concentrate and eternalize in himself what he is saying. The loss of Malibay Mashu Aimel. So this chiyuv to concentrate on the words that he is saying and to be mekabel on himself what these words mean, so this is only necessary by the first pasuk. Sheyesh boi ikka kabolos oil malcho shamayim vachdusa yisborach. In the first posik, we say two Yesoides, Hashem Aleikeinu. So in Hashem Aleikeinu, we mekabel on himself, on ourselves, Eil Malcho Shamayim. That's Hashem Aleikeinu. So therefore, we're subordinate to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Meshuvah to do his Rotzen. And then, Va'achdusa Yisboch, we are saying, An Achdus Hashem, there's no other Koyach in the Briya. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the sole Koyach in the whole Briya. So Memela, so that is, so let's again say the Pshat and the Mechaba. Zakeire Yeshma V'leikivin Liboy Beposik Rishoyim. To Shema Yisrael, if he received doubt, we said mitzvah striches kavone. Before I do a mitzvah, I'm learning all three parashas. Why am I learning it? To be mekayim mitzvah Hashem. And see, hey, he's talking about a different kavone, to concentrate and to eternalize what he is saying. So then the halacha is, this is necessary by the first posse. The first pasuk is Ika Kabbalas Eil Malchus Shemayim and Achdus Hashem. And if he didn't think of it, his mind was drifting. He's saying the words because once he became Mitzvah Krishma, but he did not think what he is saying. Lo Yotzi Yedei Chivotei. So there was no Kabbalas Eil Malchus Shemayim. There was no Emun and Achdus Hashem. So he's not Yotzi. V'hasha. But the rest of the three parshis, Imleikim and Liboy. He said the words and his mind was drifting, but he said, Afilo Oyekoire Betoire, not only he wasn't thinking of what he was saying, but he was saying it for Alskoire Betoire, Imegia Parshis Ailo, he wants to make sure that the parshas have the proper oisius and it's written properly. So that was his intent. Not that he should eternalize it on himself. Yotzo. So in this Yisro in Din Kavone, it's only applicable on the first pasuk. V'hu shekim in libay b'pasuk rishayim. So now this is Shver, so then it's repetitious. So this we said before. So it's a problem. The Mefoshim have to ask this Zaloshna Rambam, and the Mefoshim asked this Kasha why the Rambam repeated himself. But this is one Pshat in the Mechaba. Now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh Oimrim. Others hold a different Pshat in the Mechaba. Now this pshat is as follows. We're speaking about mitzvah striches kavone, and the Kesef Mishnah says pshat in the Rambam as follows. The din of mitzvah striches kavone that I have to be mechaven, I want to be yoytze mitzvah Hashem, that's not by mitzvah deyereis. By a mitzvah derabonon, we pass a mitzvah ein tzriches kavone, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Niyud brought down such a shita, that there's other poskim that hold that the din of mitzvah tzriches kavone is depends. If it's a mitzvah derayse, the mitzvah tzriches kavone, a mitzvah derabonon, then you don't have to be mechaven. I don't have to be mechaven. I'm doing this l'shei mitzvah. So let's say. So now let's again learn the Siv Dalet. Yes, I'm rim shei mitzvah tzriches kavone afilu by a mitzvah diyareise. V'yesh I'm she tzriches kavone losseis basiyas oisa a mitzvah. Others hold by a mitzvah diyareise. You do need kavone. V'chein halachim. We pass in the by a mitzvah diyareise. You need kavone. So therefore, Akeile Eshma, V'loikim in Libi B'posik Rishin, Shu Shema Yisrael Yotzi Dechevos, as he was talking about Mitzvah Mechavim Lotzeis. We're speaking about, he wasn't Mechavim to be Yotze. So he's not Yotze, because the first Posik is at the Reise. V'asharim loikim in Libi, but the other Pesukim, Afilo Yekeire B'teire, Oymegiya, Parshis, Eilaboy Nekri, Shema Yis, he's doing it for a different purpose, not to be Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem. is Yotza, because the rest of the psukim are mitzvahs to Rabbonim, the whole chiyum of Krishma Minatay is the first posik. And then he says, Vushikim and Libe Paposik Krishna. Now he's speaking about the second then. But you have to be Mechavin to understand what you are saying. So these are the two Mahalchim, how to learn Pshat and the Mechaba. He has to say the words properly, and then he'll be Yaitse. And then in Sivkot Yud, the Mishnah Berurah brought down that by all mitzvahs, we pass a mitzvah sriches kavona, followed by a mitzvah derabona. That he said in Sivkot Yud. Now let's start. Simin Samach Aleph. Yikro Kriyashma Bekavone Be'emo Be'yiro with a fear Be'reses Be'zeyon to tremble. One should tremble when he is saying Kriyashma. Shema, so let us see now the Mishnah Berurah. Haino Kol Kriyashma. The whole Kriyashma, this is how it should be read. B'kavone b'ayim b'yir b'reses v'zeh. The mashen is b'ayim b'seiv simna koydim. Before we learned im loikivin liboy, he wasn't mechavim. He's yoytzim. So that's b'diyavim. And here we're speaking about how l'chadchile one should learn Kriyashma. B'kavone. Eliyahu Rabbe Hevi B'Shem HaKolboi Uhu B'Yerushalmi Seif Pere Kamet D'Broches B'Krishma Merumes Aseres Adibros. Now in Krishma there's a remez of the Aseres Adibros. We'll try a little to elaborate as he brings down the ten remozim, but let us just give a little hakdome. The Yerushalmi, of all things, says as follows. Yerushalmi says, why did the Rabbeinu Shalom want that a Yid should learn twice a day Krishma? Shachbacha of Kumecha. Why is it necessary? So the Yerushalmi answers, because the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that every Yid should remember the Aseres HaDibros, because the Aseres HaDibros are the Yisod of the whole Yadus. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that twice a day one should remember the Aseres HaDibros. That's why there's a mitzvah to learn Krishma twice a day. So Al Koponim, so if that's the reason of the mitzvah, so Al Koponim, we should be aware of the Remotim. That means in the three parshas of Krishma is Merumis Aseres HaDibros. So therefore, when one learns Aseres HaDibros, one should remind himself of, when one learns Krishma, one should remind himself of the Aseres HaDibros. Now we have to find the Baruch Hashem, my Siddur, Mosek Midrash. It's written in the Siddur where it's Merumis, so Al Kaponim, it's a little easier to remember. Okay, now, Bashem Eloikeinu, Merumis, Anechi Hashem Eloikecha. So there, that's an easy remez, that the first Dibra of the Aseres HaDibros was Anechi Hashem Eloikecha, so we say Hashem Eloikeinu. And Hashem Echad, when we say Hashem Echad, Dibra Lo'ilecha, so Hashem Echad means there's no other Koyach in the Briah. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the only Koyach in the Briah, Ein Oid Mulvadoi. So there's Merumes Lo'ilecha, there's no other koyach besides the Rabbeinu Shlom. So in the first posik, we have merumis, the first two dibros of the Aseres HaDibros. the Pasuk Vahavta is a Shemalekecha. The room is Dibo Laisisa. So here's the room is that if Laisisa Shemalekecha Lashav, and Lashav it seems the Yerushalmi learns is going on check, a person should not swear falsely. The man, the Rochim, the Malkiv, Loi Mishtabe, Bishmo, the Shikra. A person who loves the Rabbeinu Shloilom will not swear false. Now, I think Pshat is, but what is the Yerushalmi saying? I think Pshat is as follows. That why does a person swear false? Why does he swear false? Swearing false, as I'm saying, b'shem Hashem, that just like Hashem is emes, this thing is emes. So he's saying something false. So he's saying a shchek lechazach. That he's saying about al kapot. Why does one do such a thing? What is the reason to do such a thing? So lechayre, the reason to do such a thing is because he is in a dilemma. It means if he won't swear false, he'll have to pay money or other things. So Mamela, in order to save himself from either a loss of money or yisurim, or so he swears false. So this person. So now we give him a questionnaire. Who do you love more, yourself or the Rabbeinu Shloim? So if it is worthwhile for him to say, this is true, he's saying a blank lie. He's saying this is true like the Rabbeinu Shloim is true. And the reason he's saying it because, listen, I'm in a pinch. I have to give $100,000. I'll swear that I never did such a thing. So then he loves himself more than the Rabbeinu Shloim. So therefore, the Pasuk V'Ahavta, that's why he's wearing false. If he would love the Rabbeinu Shloim more than himself, so how could I do such a thing? I'll suffer from it, but how could I do such a thing? So that is how it's merumes, V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha Leisisa. You shouldn't swear false. The man, the Rochim Lemalke, because he loves the Rabbeinu Shloim more than himself. And that's b'chol v'chol v'chol namshcha v'chol mi'edecha. So here we have a remez that one should not swear false. U'v'posik uchsavtom al mezuzah ispeisecho v'ishorecho dibol loisachmoit. Here we see a remez of loy sachmoy. Tachsiv beisecho veloy beis chaveirecho. She put a mezuzah on mezuzah is beisecho veloy beis chaveirecho. So kan shoy laben, I mean, that's the halacha. You put a mezuzah on your house. But what does it have to loy sachmoy? I think pshat is, Chazal tell us, mezuzah is chayvas hadol. That means the whole chiyuv of a mezuzah is if I'm living in the house. If I'm living in the house, then I'm chayv a mezuzah. If I'm not living in the house, even though it's my house, I'm not chayv a mezuzah. So that means if a person owns a house and he doesn't live there, he rents it out to someone else, the Beis Echo is the owner of the house, and he's potter from a mezuzah. Mezuzah is chayvas hadol. Now, how did Chazal get this? It says, Chazal mezuzah is Beis Echo. So Chazal darshan from the word Beis Echo, be oscho. You should write on the mezuzah the way you enter. So we're speaking about a person who's entering the house, who is living in the house. So when you when you enter the house, you should make sure there should be a mezuzah. There should be a mezuzah on the mezuzah's habayis. So beisecha means two things. Beisecha means your house, and beisecha also means biyoscha, when you enter, when you live in the house. So the intent of the Yosri should only want to live in a house that's yours, not Yenim's. You should not, never ever desire that you should live in Yenim's house. So that could be, that's the Loisachmoy. The Beisecho, which also means the Yosro, your living should be, you should only live in a house that belongs to you. Not, you shouldn't have an intent to live in a house that doesn't belong to you. So there could be as Mahumas Loisachmoy. But Posik Vosafto Digonecho, Dibo Loisignoy, Digonecho, Veloisaso, Digan Chaverecho. It says Vosafto Digonecho, that you should only gather your own Tvuim. So your Tvuah, but not someone else's Tvuah. That means you shouldn't steal someone else's Tvuah. So from here we learn out that this is a remez of Loi Signoi. Now, Kan Shoyelaben, I had a shtickle kash on this. Rashi and Chumash brings down the Loi Signoi of Aseres Hadibros is going on Knevas Odom, that they're not allowed to steal a person. Not going on Gneva's moment. Gneva's moment is Loisignoivu. So now, so Lechere Shver, so was after the Gonecho, so in the room is the Seres Hadibris. Entschuldigung, the Seres Hadibris is not speaking about Gneva's moment. The Seres Hadibris is speaking about Gneva's Nefoshes. So how is in here in the room is the Loisignoivu of a Seres Hadibris, which is speaking about the neighbor's odor, not the neighbor's mouth. So, Dachmi, the terrace to this is, there's two mephoshim that say, Kamat, this yisod. The Sefunu says, Afo pi she'iker, the Sefunu says this on the Seres Hadibur, Afo pi she'iker hazore al gneivis nefoshes, the Loisignoi in the Aseres Hadibros, the main Azore is Gneivus Nefoshes, Bechlolo Gneivus Moment, but it's also included in that all Gneivus. Gneivus Tas Habriyas, one shouldn't even fool people. That's, so the Sfulness says, even though the Iker Pshat is Gneivus Nefoshes, but Skylo Gneivus Moment also. And the Mizrahi and Pashas Mishpotim proves it. It says, by in Pashas Mishpot, it says, the reason that Rotefef and Eved Ivri wants to remain by his Odoim, so there's a din, you make Ritziya Ba'oznoi. You make Ritziya Ba'oznoi. And what is the reason of this Ritziya? So Chazal say, Oizen sheshoma al harsinoi loisignoi v'holach v'gonav tirtze. So conscious, like the Mizrach America, Oizen sheshoma al harsinoi. And sure, I didn't hear this in harsinoi. Harsinoi, I heard about. You're fathering from harsinoi. Harsinoi, I only heard Gneivus Nefoshes. I didn't hear Gneivus Moment. So the Mizrach also says the same thing. But the Kloli is, the Proti is, it means Gneivus Nefoshes, but it's Kailul also, it includes Gneivus Moment also. So Memela was very good. So Memela was, so when we say, Vosafto Digonecho, whatever, the money you take should be yours, not stolen money. So we're reminding ourselves of the Signal of Aseres Hadibros, which Bechloli is Kailul also Gneivus Moment. Fine. ובפוסק ובאתם מהירו, ובאתם מהירו, דיבור ויסירצוך. דמן דקוטו יסקטו. But if a person will kill, he'll get killed. Now, this is also very interesting. With this, דמן דקוטו יסקטו, so we would see a few things from this Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi learned Vavata means Avedis Haguf. You'll be completely lost, killed. I mean, that's ibud nefesh. Vavatem. So remember, it says in the pasuk, ki ata teshalim leish kemaseyu. Whatever a person does, that will happen to him. So mameila vavatem means you'll be, there'll be an ibud nefesh. So there's only an ibud nefesh, ki ata teshalim leish kemaseyu. If you are a ma'abed nefesh, then by you there'll be ibud nefesh. That's l'chayre pshat, and the Yerushalmi learned that it's speaking about ibud nefesh, yiskato, who get killed. But kan shoyel aben, until you learn the posik vavata mehera mi'al ha'oretz ha'teve, the posik is not speaking about ibud nefesh, the posik is speaking about dolus. So the Yerushalmi says that. It says you're going to get killed. So why are you going to get killed? Because you killed. So here's a remez, don't kill someone. Until the Kvavata Mehmeh of Tatoy was speaking about Golis, not Golis from Eretz Yisrael. So I think I once saw in the Goyin says there's different ways how to learn Psukim. There's Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soy. So the Goyin says when you're learning Pshat in the Posik, so the Pshat has to stem with the beginning of the posik, the end of the posik. That's pshat. The whole posik has to connect, and that's pshat in the posik. When it comes to remez, the goyin says, by remez, you don't have to look at the beginning of the posik, the end of the posik. It doesn't have to connect. Remez means if this word is meramez on something, so that's remez. So therefore, the Yerushalmi learns Vavata means ibud nefesh, that you're going to get killed. Your nefesh will get killed. And why will you get killed? Because you killed someone else. So here it's Maramis on Leisirtoch. So that's Leman Yerichon Yamecha. So we're speaking about, we should remember, there are mitzvahs which bring about Arichas Yomim. So that we should remember, that's what it says in the Seres Adibus. Kabi de Savicho. Baposik leisesuru achei eineichem, dibu leisinov. Because ayin roye leiv chaymet, and then later he's goymer amayset. So when we say Achei Einechem, well, this is a way that will bring him to Niyuv, so Leisina. Leman Tizkeru, as Kol Mitzvoisai, you should remember all the mitzvahs, Dibu Zocher as Yom HaShabbos. You should remember Shabbos, Shu shoko kechol ha-teire. Shabbos is shoko kechol ha-teire. Shabbos is kol mitzvah yisoy. Zohar is yom ha-shabbos. Perhaps it'd be kedai to say over the Zamir Dikar Chaim HaKodesh and Parshas Veschanon. And he brings down this Yerushalmi, but we're just learning now that Man Tizkeru. So we should. This is a remez on Yom Shabbos. Ocher Yom Shabbos, and this is here it says it's Kol Mitzvoisai. We should remember that Shabbos is Shokol Kneged Kol HaTeirikul. So the Chaim Hakodesh in Parshas Veschanon, Perek Dalet Pasuk Lametes Ois Yud, he says there's a Murdik Chaim Hakodesh, which is very choshev that we should say this twice a day to remember. So he says as follows: Lefi shebo hayetzer hore v'yomer la'odom. Yetzer hore comes to a person and he tells them, "Please be realistic. Ma pechacha? What are you capable of doing? Ki tiyachel lekayim kol atayre kula shi shleimes la'odom." You plan, you think you can be Mekayim Kol HaTeirikul? Forget about it. Tayag Mitzvah, Mabobah. That's one kind of the Yetzer. So listen, you can't do it so. I mean, what's no union to start if you'll never be able to be Gaima, number one. Uma gam odom sha'avruhu rois rabois. He did a lot of Averis. He did a lot of Averis. Yachikeyo Yetzer. Ma tuchel sakin eser sha'apoloi. Minarois. That means, oh, look at all the Averis in it. Listen, look. Don't fool yourself. Be realistic. Number one, to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, forget about. And then you have a whole peckle of Averis. So you're starting with two strikes against you. So the whole thing is ridiculous to try. You're far from success. Lazer Omar Moshe. So the Chaim HaKodesh says, it says in the Pasuk, V'yodato ha'yoyim v'sheivoysa el levovecho. So the Chaim HaKodesh says, I hear what the Yetzer is saying. The Yodata Hayoim. Hayoim is going Shuhu HaShabbos. The Chsiv Ki Shabbos Hayoim. Remember about Shabbos. He's talking about Kol HaTechekula. Ten Datcha Olov. Just think about the Shabbos. Here is Tayyad Mitzvahs. Uboi Toshim Olov Avecho. Ki shokul kenegat kol ha-toyre. Shabbos is shokul kenegat kol ha-toyre. That's what just said in the Shalmi. V'ze yoyu l'sakin ma sha'avru ne'amarodim bein la'shlomis ha-nefesh. You can take, with taking care of the Shabbos, the Rabbanim Shem gave us a mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos, and with doing this, this is kol, I was mekayim kol ha-toyre kula. I told her, yes. Was mekayim kol ha'toyre kula. The person is a shame. Shabbos is keilu. Kol mitzvoisa matizkel. That you should remember that. You should remember the Shabbos. Shabbos is shokol keneged kol ha'mitzvus. Shabbos is shokol keneged kol ha'mitzvus. So memela. So what do you want? I have an opportunity to be mekayim tayag mitzvus. I have an opportunity to be mesaken all my averes. So that's why a person should say this twice a day. And he should remember, but he should remember that he should remember about the Shabbos. Zocher Hashem HaShabbos Hu Shoku Kechol HaTorah. V'posek Ani Hashem Aleikeichem Dibu Leisan Ebreyacha Eit Shoker. One should remember that in the Feres HaDibus Leisan Ebreyacha Eit Shoker. How does this come in? So here the Yerushalmi says pshat, because it says in the Pasuk, Yerushalmi says, Vashem Elikim Emes, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Emes. So, Ani Hashem Elikeichem, we should think that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Emes. Ani Hashem Elikeichem, Hashem Elikim Emes. So therefore you also should be Emes. Remember the Dibur Leisan V'yachay Tshoker, Alkein, צריך האדם לסבוינם בבייס אמירס קרישמה כדי שלא יובי לבר הלחס מהם. Fine. Okay, this is a Yerushalmi. This is a Yerushalmi. Now, the Mechaber said further, ואימו ביירו ברסס וזה. ואימו ביירו ונירה, ואימו ביירו, so what is the fear? He came. Tzorich ha'odom lizboinen behem ba'eis amiras krishme. No. Eboifen zay, shichavin b'sho shukayre yeshma. Lekabel olav il malchus shamay. When he says shma, he should think to be mekabel on himself il malchus shamay. Liyais nerag al kiddush Hashem ha'miyuchot that he's mucham to be killed al kiddush Hashem. זהו בכל נפשך, אפילו נטל אס נפשך, ועל זה אומר הכוסף, כי אליך הרגנו כל היום, כעוז בכבון הזו יקרה לבין מובריה, ברסס וזיה. So, exactly what this means, החברוסה showed me אשלו הקודש, and then we'll see מוירדק זכן. The Shlo HaKodesh says as follows. The Inyan Mesiras Nefesh, You're speaking about the Mesiras Nefesh, one has to think, Mishas Krishma, we'll see so. Who kach? Yahazer, a person should visualize and imagine Bitzar HaMises Ochzorius, if he'd be put into a situation that if he's made to the Rabbeinu Shlom, that is a Rabbeinu Shlom, he'll be killed in a torturous Misa. Yahazer, if you should think of the Tzar, of HaMises Ochzorius, we ask him, and he should determine, he should make up his mind, Lizber Hatzar HaGodol Sheboila, that he'll be soivul, the greatest tzar that he'll be put through. Now he explains, Yachshoiv, he should think, Ki'ilu ha'esh soiret oisai. That means they're telling him, if in the Inquisition, the Yidin went through this, and they're telling him, he should think there's a fire in front of him. There's a fire in front of him. And they're throwing him into the fire, the koyev loy, and it's very painful. For whom is Gaber v'soivo? And he is going to be misgaber over the pain, over, and he's going to let himself be thrown into the fire. This is what he should think of every day. The Yaharel, again, he should think and imagine. The person was given a koyach of imagination, which we use for many other things, but the koyach of imagination was given to him. Yaharel kilu hirgish, he should feel, ki ilu hirgish, he feels the tzaraish. He feels the pain, the misgaber b'shuk dushishmai. And then he says, and this he should do every day. He should train himself every day to visualize that he's mukhan to be thrown into a fire. And he should try to visualize the pain he will be saved. And he's mekabel himself to do this. He does this twice a day. So he says, Amor dekezach. So he says, if a person does this day after day, so it becomes this a concept of hergul naseteva. That means day after day, I visualized, I was put into this situation, and I was mekabel on myself to be saved, it, whatever it involves. So there's a concept, Helgul Nasateva. So it becomes already, the first time he does it, but day after day after day, we have this Kabbalah. So Mamela, then the difficulties, so after 10 years, 20 years, the difficulties, when it comes to Lamais, it's not so difficult, because this became part of his nature. So he says, that's Pshat. With the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva asked him, Ad Kan? So he said, Kol Yom Ha'ishim Mitzta'er Al Zeh. My whole life I was thinking of these Inuyim, of these Yisurim. V'achshav Shebo L'yodi Le'i Kemen L'Kloimah. Kol Yom Ha'ishim Oise Helgu V'tivi Al Zeh. Ki'ilu Ha'ishim Seivu L'Tzah. U'la'ag B'Rolo. I was thinking like I'm Seivu and I'll be Mizgabel. Now it's already my nature. That's a Shloah Kodesh. In the Tzetul Kotem from Rabbeinu Lemelech Milizhensk, he writes not also the same thing. He says, Yidame benavshoi v'yitzayir b'machshavta. Again, dimyon, the Indian of imagination. And he should picture himself kilu eish godol v'noire boyer b'fonot. There's a tremendous fire that's burning. Because of Kedushas Hashem, Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, he breaks his nature. That means a person runs away from pain. No, he breaks his nature. Umapanas asmai leish al kiddush Hashem yisborch. Umachshava toivo. And so this machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzalfo lemaisem, by the Rebbeinu Shalom, this is ki'ilu, he did it, umekayim mitzvah sasei ti'araisem and nikdashti b'seich b'nei. So a person can be mekayim, the mitzvah sasei b'nikdashti b'nei Yisrael, every day, twice a day, comes out alive, and but Rabbeinu Shalom, this is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, one is mekayim with this dimyin and machshavet. Then the Chaim HaKadosh says one more thing. He says something very interesting. The Pasuk, not the Chaim, the Shlo HaKadosh, I'm sorry, the Pasuk Rishon Shel Krishma, so, and they should think this was the Pasuk Rishon Shel Krishma, Yahara Kanal. This is what the Tzetel Kotten says. He says the first Pasuk he should think of. This is Mukhim Limsa Nam Shel Kedushas Hashem. So the Shlo HaKadosh brings down as follows. Shema and Echad is Rosh Hashanah. The first Ois of Shema is Shin. The first word Ois of Echad is Aleph. That's Eish. So Shema and Echad is Eish. Then you have Mem Ayin and Ches Dalet. So what's Mem Ayin Ches Dalet? Mem Ayin is the Seif Tavis of Shema and Echad is Mishoel, Azariah, Hananiah, Daniel. So Mamela, so in the Shema, these were these four daily Yisrael who were myself, who threw themselves in the ace. That was, they threw themselves. So here, this Indian of Mesiris Nefesh, Ba'esh, this is already Merumis in Shema, in Echad, and that's so Mamela, the rest of Vizeya, the fear, the trembling is, if a person is really imagining that there's a fire in front of him and he's throwing himself into the fire, you don't take it. It's not an easy accomplishment. That means he's imagining the pain which will be that he'll be suffering, but he's misgabar on himself to do it. So that's Teresa's Vizeya, that a person should feel when he's mekabel this on himself and with this. Well, there's Maccabi Dikdashi Besech Yisrael, and that is what the Posek is Machai. That's Bechol Nafshecha. Yes.